Hello and welcome to the brand new episode of Yashoda Health Podcast, brought to you by Yashoda Hospitals. We are here to provide you with the most up-to-date health information on a variety of health topics so that you can make informed decisions about your health. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and our topic for the day is brain stroke. In this episode, we will be discussing stroke, the long-term effects of stroke in everyday life, its health risks, and how to prevent it. We will also be discussing the various treatment modalities available for stroke. We will be joined by Dr. G.V. Subbaya Chowdhury, Senior Consultant Neurologist and Clinical Director at Yashoda Hospitals. He will be sharing his insights and expertise on this topic. So let's get started. So doctor, what are the most common causes of a stroke and what are the warning signs to look out for?
The most common causes of stroke are mainly genetic factors, and age and male sex. And other risk factors are smoking, alcohol, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity.
So doctor, how is a stroke diagnosed and treated, and what are some of the potentially long-term effects of stroke?
So stroke, when a patient comes to the hospital, first we have to talk to the patient, take history, and do the necessary investigations. So in these investigations may include mainly CT brain plane or MRI stroke protocol.
So doctor, what steps can be taken to reduce the risk of having a stroke, and what are the lifestyle changes that can be recommended for those who have already had one?
Yeah, so any patient of stroke, if he had already a stroke, so we need to take some precautions. We call it as a secondary prevention of stroke. Apart from the medications like aspirin, clopidogrel or anticoagulants, other lifestyle risk factors modifying plays a significant role. This includes control of blood pressures and blood sugars, regular exercise, proper eating habits and healthy eating habits, and also keeping away from smoking and also limiting alcohol. These factors will reduce your stroke risk. And also stress also plays a major role, so you have to manage your stress by doing regular yoga and meditation.
Yeah, absolutely sir. So doctor, what role do genetics and family history play in stroke risk, and are there any genetic tests that can be done to predict an individual's likelihood of having a stroke?
Yeah, so not only genetic factors plus environmental factors may play in a role for any individual to get a stroke. Some genetic factors, what we call it as a CADASIL or some other risk factors like sickle cell anemia, these genetic factors, they can cause strokes. And also sometimes people who have genetic factors for risks like diabetes, hypertension, they can cause risk factors for the stroke. They can be a risk for the stroke. So you have to regularly monitor your blood sugars and blood pressures, and then you have to do your regular exercise to reduce the risk of the stroke.
Yeah, doctor. So what are some of the latest research and technological advances in stroke prevention and treatment, and how promising are these approaches?
Yeah, if you take as the years goes on, now currently there are good ways of managing the stroke. So that is the reason we are trying to bring awareness to the public. So if anybody suffers from a stroke, if anybody has some warning signs, better they rush to the hospital within the window period. If they rush to the hospital early, suppose if the patient is having high blood pressures, it can be controlled well, and also the other problems also can be ruled out. And if the patient is in the window period, we can manage better by giving clot busters like thrombolysis, and also the latest treatment like thrombectomy, where they do angiogram and from the major vessel they suck the thrombus and re-establish the circulation.
Yeah, doctor. So what are some of the common myths and misconceptions about stroke, and how can we better educate the public to promote awareness and prevention?
Major problem about the stroke is, so people who are aware of the risk factors, they will be in denial. So they think that smoking doesn't cause, or alcohol doesn't, or alcohol doesn't cause the stroke. So they should be aware that always reducing the risk factors will reduce their stroke. And also family, and also the most of them, they believe that none of them in their family had a stroke, so they won't be having a stroke. It is not like that. So it all depends upon the genetic factors and also their environment factors, including their personal habits. So that is why nobody is special from escaping a stroke. So they have to know the risk factors, have a regular checkups, and if any problem is there, they should consult the doctor and take necessary precautions to from preventing a stroke.
Yeah, doctor. And coming to the last question, what is the role of rehabilitation in stroke recovery, and what types of therapies and interventions may be recommended for different types of stroke survivors?
Rehabilitation plays a very major role in the stroke. Rehabilitation includes speech therapy and physiotherapy like limb and other parts of the body physiotherapy, and also this also includes occupational therapy. So if any patient who has a stroke, proper planning should be done for rehabilitation. So rehabilitation really helps in establishing neuronal plasticity and strengthening the neuronal networks, so that the other parts of the brain can take over the deficit parts, or already the networks which are existing, they become more stronger, and the chance of recovery also will increase. So just treatment doesn't include not only taking medications, it is also changing the lifestyle, modifying the lifestyle, and also having a proper rehabilitation also helps in recovering from the stroke.
So thank you, doctors, for such an informative session, and thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for more episodes from Yashoda Hospitals.